the greatest day ever.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's fine.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Rich Dennison. President Trump will address the nation tomorrow night on border security, then travel to the nation's southern border on Thursday. With a partial government shutdown now on its 17th day, President Trump holding fast to his demand for $5.6 billion to pay for his border wall.
The administration's full request would fund construction of a total of approximately 234 miles of new physical barrier.
Fox's John Roberts at the White House. President Trump is considering declaring a national emergency to bypass Congress to fund his border wall. Vice President Mike Pence says the president has yet to make a final decision. The government shutdown is hitting national parks hard.
Most, but not all, remain open, but there are no park rangers and trash has been piling up, bathrooms not being cleaned or restocked.
Fox's Phil Keating at Everglades National Park. This is Fox News.
Can't play that because that song, that music they were screaming to, is written by one Gary Glitter, who is a total pervert.
So really?
Oh, I mean bad, really bad. In fact, I think he's stuck in some country overseas, because if he comes back here, he'll spend the rest of his life in jail.
Did you hear the story Dan brought up earlier about a woman in a vegetative state gave birth? She's been in essentially a medical care facility for the last 14 years.
And she got pregnant?
And she got pregnant. They didn't realize she was pregnant until she started moaning and going into labor. Yeah. This is in Phoenix, the Hacienda Healthcare Facility.
I think I've seen like a Law & Order episode on something right. Very similar
That's
to
what
this.
What I said earlier.
Somebody addressed this. So the patient was basically raped.
Yes.
Horrible. Do they have any idea who did this?
One guy, I think, was fired for making sexual comments about the patients a while back.
Well, let's hope they check his DNA.
Yeah. But that is probably one of the craziest stories I've ever heard. Like, talk about a pervert.
Nothing surprises me anymore. The lowest levels of human behavior. Look, and I'll tell you what, you want to get that way. Oh, will the networks here? Not, doesn't the president, can't he demand the airtime? Can you imagine any of them saying no to Obama, whether it was...
No.
I want to... Oh, I want TV time tonight. So right.
They're going to air it. They'll air it.
Bastards.
No way they're not airing it.
Well, now that Beto's not elected anything, he's out running for the next thing. President, why not? You can't be a senator. Why not run for president? Maybe you're just cute enough, like Ocasio-Cortez here, to get the gig. Vow sanctuary to all who seek it. How can you live in a state where your governor says, if you're here illegally, come here and we'll take care of you at our expense? What kind of a moron state puts somebody like that in the governor's office? And that's just freaking insane.
I don't know if I still have it in the car. Oh.
Is that the thing that's supposed to be on your car?
Yeah, that's where it belongs. I finally figured out where it broke off.
It's a white piece of plastic with some, what would those be, fasteners? Like
yeah.
Clips? Clips, yeah. Plastic
yeah, no,
clips.
I found the spot on the front of the car where...
Is that an arrow on it that shows you where to put it?
The arrow aims for the hole.
You slide right into the hole.
And then, snap, it goes in.
Should be a snug fit.
I'm just too still humiliated to tell Donnie Turner I did it again. But I'll be over at MPB one of these days. Hey, Donnie.
You know, he listens. He might be hearing you now.
He has done so much for me, I couldn't impose. I'm just going to carry this around in my bag for a couple of months. I'll call it an accessory. But truly, when you do need your car fixed and you want it to look as good as new, maybe better, that's the place to go. Montgomery Paint and Body on the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane. Their number is 27 Wreck with a W. Tell them Greg the Knucklehead sent you. Traffic at 5:06.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic with a busy, busy Monday afternoon. We have got accidents everywhere. 85 North at Chantilly Parkway. We've got an accident at Ann and Highland, 6000 Vaughan Road, and at Atlanta Highway and the East Boulevard. The police are working an accident at that location. Please be careful out there. Slow down a little bit. Take it easy. Kickoff's not till 7 o'clock. Festival Plaza is the center of shopping for East Montgomery with a bright, fresh new look. Shop the Nail Studio, World Finance, ABC Store, and more. They're at the corner of Taylor and Vaughan, another great McClinton & Company development. I'm Jeff Flake. Montgomery Skywatch traffic.
Just say no to the insurance company's tiny check. I'm Stuart Vance, and I'll make sure you get the money you deserve.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jeff Sanders. Black activists are protesting the decision by the Birmingham Civil Rights Institute to rescind an honor for political activist Angela Davis. The mayor has said the award is being rescinded because of complaints from the area Jewish community and its allies. Davis is an outspoken supporter of a movement targeting Israel's treatment of Palestinians. Montgomery police need your help finding a man who robbed a bank this morning. Police say a man went to the Max Credit Union on Zelda Road and passed a note to the teller demanding money. He then ran off. An Alabama sheriff's office is warning people against eating chicken tenders that tumbled onto a rural state highway following a truck wreck. An 18-wheeler crashed, spilling boxes of chicken tenders in Cherokee County. Motorists began stopping to pick up the food, which created a traffic hazard. Those are your news headlines. I'm Jeff Sanders. For your latest news, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and on ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We've been enjoying some nice weather, but some weather changes are on the way as a cool front approaches and then a cold front behind that. For tonight, look for mostly cloudy skies, overnight low temperature 51. Tomorrow, perhaps a few isolated showers as the first cool front moves through the area. Tomorrow's high 70, but then colder tomorrow night, overnight low 43. Then windy, colder Wednesday. Sunshine with a high around 54. Even colder Wednesday night, down to freezing by Thursday morning. And Thursday's high temperature will barely make 50 degrees. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Heirloom Jewelers, specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road. And find Heirloom Jewelers on Facebook.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's 5:09. That means kickoff for the national championship game is less than 2 hours away. But I think we've been kind of selfish today because it's all about Alabama. Talked to Bob Baumhauer earlier today. He's out there for the game. But I think we should allow the War Eagle Nation, featuring Mommy the Swami.
War Eagle!
Just about every doctor I have and everybody that's important in my life, including the man we're going to talk to next, at least bask in one moment of glory.
56-yarder. Does not have the leg. And Chris Davis takes it in the back of the end zone. He'll run it out to the 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, 45. There goes Davis.
Oh, my God.
Davis is going to run it all the way back. Auburn's going to win the football game. Auburn's going to win the football game. He ran the missed field goal back. He ran it back 109 yards. They're not going to keep him off the field tonight.
Joining us now, Mr. Right on the Money, Brant.
Yeah, baby.
McDonald from McDonald Hagen Wealth Management. I saved that for you.
You know what? Those were just the good old days, weren't they, Greg?
Look, I don't
that
care.
That was a great one.
Anybody that's a sports fan that can't, you know, enjoy that moment, I mean, that was just a stunning, spectacular play, period.
That really was.
And it wasn't fun to be on the other side of it, I'll tell you.
Yeah. Well, yeah, time goes on. And what has Alabama won, like 34 championships since then? I can't.
Something like that.
I've lost track. I don't know.
And I don't have my abacus handy, so I wouldn't be able to tell you. And I won't be able to watch the game tonight because I am, like, dead tired. So I will go to sleep, and when I wake up, I'll tap my laptop, and I'll see what the game day says, and I'll know where we're at.
Wow. Man, I couldn't do that. I just couldn't do it, but...
Well, it's not that I don't care. I'm not dedicated, but I got to be realistic here. The alarm goes off at 2:22, whether we win or lose.
That's right.
And
I get it. I get it.
I'd rather be somewhat rested in a crabby mood if they lose than not rested after a win, because then it's going to... And now somebody wants us to play Donica Knight's War Eagle song. Oh, my goodness. And I may have to do it because it's yet another Auburn fan who could have me killed. Nobody would. So I, you know, to me, I tap my phone to see what the markets are doing. Anytime I see green, that's good. What was today's market?
Yeah. Well, you know, Friday was a great day.
Yes.
And I called in. We did a little special segment on that, just because, you know, the rally was led by the Fed chairman, and I felt like we covered that pretty well on Friday. But just to rehash, you know, everyone agrees he really, really started listening to the markets, and he caved in. And he said, you know, he didn't talk about, oh, we're going to raise two times and do all this. He said, no, we're aware things, something's up here, and we're paying attention, and we're going to be flexible, you know, And that's exactly what the market needed to hear, and I think it's the right way to approach it. And we got carryover from that today. And of course, we've got a special sort of negotiation that's going on between Chinese diplomats and the White House. It's not, you know, the president and Xi directly, but it's lower level. But it's encouraging anyway. And so the market is trading up on hopes that a deal is going to get done, and I think it will. I really do. I think both sides are encouraged and want to do that. China's economy is in really bad shape, much worse shape than the U.S., that's for sure. But there's no doubt that we're beginning to see evidence of this trade war sort of wash up on our shores, as I say, and I think Trump wants to get something done as well. So we'll see how that goes. Interestingly, a lot of the names that have really, or when I say names, that we're talking about individual companies, common stocks, that have been beaten really, really badly because of this trade war, they're all performing really well. And that tells me that someone out there believes or thinks that we're going to get a deal done. So anyway, good day today. We'll see how it goes tomorrow. And, you know, I feel pretty good about it. I actually do. And I think we're going to see data come in that's going to be a little bit worse than people think. But I also believe that if we get a deal done, that we probably can trade higher in spite of it. And so keep in mind as well that here in about a week or so, we're going to kick off fourth quarter earnings. And so not only are we going to see how these companies did in the fourth quarter, but most importantly is going to be their guidance. They're going to be talking about how they see things in their end markets, and I think the markets are going to trade off of that in conjunction with the progress or lack thereof with the trade talks.
So, if you were to the week looking ahead, this is good news. It's amazing how fast this can turn around too. I mean, you saw some big losses over the last half of December, and then that big 1,000-point day, the record breaker. Another good day on Friday today. Up is always better. Doesn't matter how much. I like seeing that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no question. As I've said before, I mean, the market is probably the greatest mechanism out there in terms of discounting news. And, you know, so this whole, all of what happened in December, I think, I mean, there were several things, but I think the number one thing was the markets were sending a signal that there was real weakness going on in the world and that it was beginning to impact America. And so, yes, we did get good jobs numbers. We've seen some things like some of these, lagging indicators, if you will. These are indicators that don't start to show a turn until after the fact. And so, but we are beginning to see it in some of the surveys, these ISM surveys, you know, where you have both the manufacturing sector as well as the services sector. And essentially all it is they survey CEOs across the country about various things. And when those surveys begin to drop, it shows that there's potential weakness. And like I said last week, we saw, I think it was the manufacturing index, that survey, most expectations were for it to come in at a reading of around 59 or above, but it came in at 54.6, I think the number was. It was a huge, huge miss. It really shocked everyone. But then the market goes up because of Fed policy, see? So you don't go down because of the bad ISMs or because of some of these other things. You go up because the potential for change is out there, or that conditions are going to get better or improve. So I'm hopeful and I'm optimistic, but we got to get this trade deal done, I'm telling you.
Let me ask you this. It certainly has, and I'm sorry that it has affected some people who haven't gotten a paycheck, and I heard garbage is piling up here and there, but how has the government shutdown factored into what's going on this week in the market?
You know, I don't think that it's really impacting markets yet, but if this goes on much longer, it will. This is a real bad political situation. I think both sides could get hurt badly from this. I mean, I'm serious. These things never do well when they go on for long periods of time. And I think we're a lot closer than people think to getting some sort of an agreement in place. Pelosi is dug in, Trump's dug in. I think they're probably going to settle on something around a $2.5 to $3 billion number. And if they don't, I think Trump's going to cave. But I think he's going to use other means necessary to build his fence or wall or whatever. And it'll get challenged in the courts, and he'll probably win.
Yeah, it's a losing issue for the Democrats. I mean, we're not talking about, I think, this televised address that he wants to make. I think he wants to hit America in the face with the numbers, the costs in human life, and violent crimes, and the drugs that are pouring across the border that are killing people.
Right.
A friend of mine just lost her 28-year-old son in St. Augustine, Florida, to an overdose of an opiate that was, from what she told me, something off the street, something that probably came across the border. That doesn't make it any easier to accept, but we're talking about life and death here. We're not talking about, you know, even the crap or the countries that President Trump refers to as the you-know-what holes, they defend their borders. She can't walk in.
That's true. That's absolutely true. I love the fact that he's coming out and he's going to address the nation because, I mean, first of all, it's appropriate, right? I mean, you want the president to explain his side of what his position is on the matter. But I think more importantly, and it's smart, they're going to get really, really good information after he does this. You know, they're getting a little bit better in terms of polling and the mood of the country, and is the country really fired up about this? Will they have the president's back on it? And if they get good, solid readings out of that, he's going to press. He's going to press, and he'll hold out longer.
I made this point earlier just chit-chatting with Joey. I said, you know, this is a guy who got Kim Jong-un to do things that the last 8-10 presidents could not get him to do. Returning remains of our soldiers and these little concessions. He hasn't fired any rockets over Japan. So if he can negotiate with somebody as dug in as a Kim Jong-un, why does Nancy Pelosi think she's got some big advantage on him? She doesn't.
No, she doesn't. I mean, I think, you know, they're new. They've just taken the House over, and they're going to push as well, and they're going to try to see, you know, how much momentum they've got. They really do. And so that's all part of this experiment, and everyone out there is gauging the public on this issue. And so that's why I said earlier, I really think it's smart, you know, addressing the nation like he is, because you're going to get really great data, and both sides are going to get it. And based on that, I think that's going to determine, you know, how we bring an end or a conclusion to this shutdown.
Well, we'll see. We'll really be able to get a. You're going to be with us tomorrow afternoon, right?
That's right.
Yeah. So we'll talk a little bit about the game. Probably very little if Alabama
doesn't. What's your prediction?
Win.
What do you think?
I got Alabama, I think, this morning, 32-24.
That's a good score.
That's plausible. That's very, very plausible. I'm impressed, Greg. Seriously. That's a pretty good guess.
And you know, since anybody that's reading the current issue of Boom Magazine, on which Brandt is featured on the cover, knows that I've got a lot of money to gamble with.
Well, I'm close. I'm 31-27 Alabama.
Oh.
That's what I'm going with.
Well, I'm happily close to your ballpark there, my friend. So, yes, Brandt's going to be in the studio with us tomorrow. You have a chance to call and ask questions directly, but in the meantime, a personal conversation with Brandt and that incredible team of people at McDonald Hagen Wealth Management is highly recommended for you. Call 387-0094, 387-0094. Sit down, talk about your financial future, not just in the short term, but in the long term. If you read my column, you'll understand why it's important to think ahead, because the future is climbing up your behind faster than you can possibly realize. And it's there, and all of a sudden, what have I done?
Yeah.
So don't be me. Call Brandt, 387-0094, and we will see you tomorrow, sir.
Looking forward to it.
Likewise.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor, and separate entity from LPL Financial.
You know, it's interesting. I can already tell the days are starting to get longer again. But last time I was outside checking traffic, the flow of traffic on 85 northbound and southbound was very light. So I'm going to go down now and do some additional research to see if everybody is getting entrenched and planted for the game. And I'll be back with a full report. Let's go to the real traffic dungeon, though, first and talk to Mr. Balaki.
I'm not sure why they call it rush hour, because rushing is the last thing you can do. Montgomery Skywatch traffic showing accidents at 85 North and Chantilly Parkway, and Street at Highland Avenue, and the police are finally wrapping up the accident at Atlanta Highway and the Eastern Boulevard. This afternoon just doesn't get any busier than it is right now. Traffic streaming out of the downtown area and all around the boulevard. Be careful around the intersections. Drive carefully this afternoon. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter has to drastically reduce their inventory. This is the blowout you've been waiting for. Save money and get the ride of your dreams at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Been in a wreck? Can't afford to go see a doctor? Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
The city of Millbrook has made it. Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto, opening location number 3 in Millbrook on Highway 14. So now there's 3 Don Duncan locations where you can get service above and beyond your highest expectations. Not only top-notch certified technicians to work on your vehicle, but customer service and accommodations that are second to none. In other words, if you need to ride back to your house or your office to get your service taken care of, just ask. They're happy to do it. All 3 locations offering all major name brand tires at a real wholesale price, because Don Duncan worked to do business directly with the manufacturers. Don Duncan, the works. Get your car its regular service. You can wait, or, again, if you need a ride to work or a ride back, just let them know. Don Duncan, just north of Vaughan on Bell Road. Don Duncan downtown at 408 Madison. And again, now in Millbrook on Highway 14 for Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto.
I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and I'm here to set the record straight. Long gone are the days of having to put down huge sums of money to purchase your very own home. For the veterans listening, a VA home loan is the way to go. No money down, and for those who are looking to purchase in rural areas, including the cities of Wetumpka, Deatsville, and Tallahassee, there are 100% financing options available. You heard me right, 100% financing. That's no, zip, zero money down. We at Alabama Home Mortgage also offer home purchase loans with as little as 3% down. Wait no longer. It's time to make the call to change it all. Take your first step towards home ownership by getting pre-approved for an Alabama Home Mortgage today. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223 or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery Grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's when we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
Advertising drives the local economy. If you own a business, radio advertising helps you create an emotional response. And all purchases are emotional. Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help you grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hi, folks. This is Jimmy Dean with Jimmy Dean's Pure Pork Sausage. There seems to be a panic in this country with the swine flu. Now, most folks know you can't get swine flu from eating pork. But there are some of you who still think eating Jimmy Dean's Pure Pork Sausage will expose you to the virus. Well, I say if you can't fight them, join them. Introducing Jimmy Dean's pre-medicated pork sausage soaked in Tamiflu. Why wait till you get sick to get treatment? Load up on swine now and protect yourself. And coming soon, Jimmy Dean's pure pork pre-medicated sausage soaked in vodka. For protection with a buzz, Jimmy Dean's. Have some sizzling at your house.
Challenge. Dumb people shouldn't play in traffic. Dumb people need to stay in their cars. They open up the door. They jump out. They follow the car. They dance around. Look out. There's a street sign. Some potholes ahead. You're gonna crack your skull. You stupid dunderhead. Well, we
It is 5:31, News Talk 93.1 FM. Traffic seemed about normal for this point in the afternoon. A while back, it seemed kind of light, considering it was just after 5?
It's championship night, man.
Yeah, I would imagine a lot of people are already, though, where they're going to be watching the game, getting set up, getting food ready, and
all
that
stuff. For the most part, yeah.
And I'm sorry I had to turn down so many invitations to watch. Look, it's Legal Eagle and local heartthrob, Chad.
Welcome back, Greg, sir. We missed you.
Was I gone?
Yeah, you've been gone, man. Been gone too long.
Only the weekend. I was here Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, right?
I know you were. But I hadn't had a chance to talk to you since then.
Good Lord. I am mentally gassed enough and fatigued where I'm questioning my own sanity there.
No, were never here.
I was never
here. Yeah, well, the Chad family has had the upper respiratory infection for like the last 3 weeks. So we're all struggling with it. Oh, my God.
I played that Jimmy Dean Tamiflu thing. No, there's a vicious flu strain going around.
Yeah, well, this stuff just will not leave, you know. So
yeah, like Nancy Pelosi.
Yeah,
she called it the Nancy Pelosi upper respiratory infection. It won't go away.
Every time, yeah, or occasional cortex.
Ugh.
You know, or apparently she has a competition with the woman from Minnesota. Whatever her name is, who keeps making politically incorrect comments.
Yeah, well, it's nice now that we're so diversified and we have welcomed Islam into our
country. Right, right. So we can immediately start going after the Jews and, you know, other things. So,
boy, I heard something along those lines today that was kind of shocking, too, something that was incredibly anti-Semitic.
She did. She made a comment on Twitter and... You know, showed her backside pretty quickly, which is kind of an ugly thing to think about it. But
You know what? Why is the media silent on this?
I can't imagine, Greg. I mean, they're so objective and everything. And by the way, let me just say this: the traffic is rather light right now, and I guess it's because everybody is anticipating the big game. So, what was your prediction?
32-24 Alabama.
I think on your website, I think I was 34-27. I think that's what I predicted.
Yeah, you know, so. You still have time, by the way. You don't have to scroll too far down my Facebook wall to find the two school logos. Post a prediction. What do you got to lose? You got everything. You're getting $500 gift certificate from Don Duncan and 6 complete services on your vehicle, or you can hand them out to friends, be a big shot. However, that's a
sweet deal.
It is. Very nice package.
You know, and Don's done work on my car before, and tires and everything else, and oil change, and they do a bang-up job.
Yep. You know? It's so, like having, you'd be a big shot, you have an account with Don Duncan that you can use for anything you want.
Ooh, yeah, there you go. An account. Wow. Mm-hmm. I mean, a little local defense lawyer like me having a Don Duncan account? Wow.
Little, yes, okay. Even a little local defense lawyer.
Listen, anyway, cheering on Alabama tonight. Hope that goes well for them. That'll be it for your sports casting for the year, right?
Brant's going to be with us tomorrow because there is big stuff going on. There's other stuff to discuss.
Yeah, I want to see what the president's going to say in his national speech tomorrow night. I have a feeling he's going to I think he's going to declare that national emergency.
I hope he does.
That's what I think, too.
He is he is unafraid to do what he thinks needs to be done to protect the American people. It's just too bad there's so many American people that don't give a rat's ass.
Yeah, but you know what? Actually, the poll just came out that only 8% of the people didn't think immigration was an important issue right now. That's pretty incredible.
Well, let's start with legal immigration and find a way to make the process a little more friendly for the people who are playing by the rules and not so damn easy for the people who just waltz in.
Well, you know, Democrats never differentiate between legal and illegal. You know, we can sit here and say, I believe in legal immigration, people following through the proper processes. I mean, we all are results of legal immigration. Most of us are anyway over time. You know, but they never want to talk about illegal and just the number of, I mean, we had another murder case and we had another DUI case with an illegal alien that hit a bunch of people and killed an entire carload of family, you know, and of course, Jerry Brown says, I don't think that had anything to do with anything. Our or sanctuary policies. I'm like, you mean other than the fact that the guy should have been in jail and deported? You know?
What a kid. I can't. I know.
Hey, but you know what? Like I told you last week, it doesn't take long when Democrats get some power to show how radical they are, and then people suddenly realize, oh, yeah, that's why we kicked their asses out.
Well, pretty much to simplify it, they are absolutely the greatest advocates for about 7 billion people in the world. And the Republicans, alleged, are the acting on behalf of those who live here in the United States. That's kind of how it works out right now.
Yeah, that's kind of it, isn't it? Amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, and you know what?
All right, listen, you guys have a good one. Roll Tide.
Roll Tide.
We have to do something very important now.
Now what?
We had a guy named Jeremy. You know the one with the long beard?
Jeremy.
Yeah.
Yes, Jeremy.
He called in, and he wanted to give the anniversary song as a request and a shout out to his beloved and his spouse, Lady LaDonna. It is their 13th wedding anniversary today.
Wow, talk about two people who are just so well matched.
Oh, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary. Pour a cheerful toast and fill it, happy anniversary. But be careful you don't spill it, happy anniversary. Oh, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary.
Y'all know who LaDonna is.
The sassy lassie with the classy jassy.
537. No, that's great. 13 years.
That is awesome.
Awesome. It'll be 5 for me in a couple
that's
of months.
That's fantastic, too. I remember
no,
you.
That is, that's unprecedented, is what that is.
Well, and I remember you, not like it was yesterday, you know, dancing like a disco duck out there on the Baumhauer's downtown floor.
Yeah.
That was a great day. It really was a great day. And how Russ puts up with you, I'll never know.
I think I treat her fairly well.
Just kidding. You seem hurt.
I am.
Just giving you a hard time.
You would even infer. Now, somebody wants to hear the Donica Knight song.
That's trolling.
Even
as an Auburn fan, that's some serious trolling. It's a better song.
It's absolutely
than its counterpart.
Song. Yes, but I'm going to leave here alive tonight. I think that would be job one.
Plus, it'll just be a reminder to us Auburn fans that we lost and we're not in this game.
Yeah.
In fact, we lost several times. But that bowl win against Purdue was so sweet. The amount of points Auburn's put up, I think it was the most in a bowl game first half or something like that. Most in Auburn history, certainly.
Especially given the monumental and glorious history of Purdue football.
Hey, you watch out for those Boilermakers.
That you guys are able to, you know, just squash those buggers. Good for you. Where did Auburn end up in the rankings, by the way?
No, they didn't.
They're not in the top 25?
I don't think so. I could check, but I don't think they are. They don't deserve it, in my opinion.
You can reach Joey at 272-9228. Boy, I tell you what, we're back in that mode where yesterday had to pop on the AC for a little while in the afternoon because the house warmed up. Then this morning when the alarm went off at 222, I was freezing. So popped back to the heater. Then I got home from work this morning around 9:30, and it was a little bit too warm to be comfortable. So back and forth, and it's a very stressful time. My recommendation to you is to partner up with Clark's Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing and have them on the case. I may have to have them come out and investigate a wet spot. I'm not sure if something got spilled or if there's something bubbling through the flooring between the bathroom and the bedroom. But if it doesn't start drying out quickly, Clark's will be out by the end of the week. Probably have a catastrophe on my hands. I don't know, but I wouldn't ask anybody else. Because when it comes to diagnosis and treatment of issues, whether it's heating, AC, or plumbing, Clark's is the best. Get yourself a membership for $159, two annual tune-ups to your heating and air conditioning system. Priority service 24/7, urgent care for your heating, air conditioning, and plumbing issues when they come up. Because they just don't schedule themselves 9 to 5, you know? They happen usually at the worst possible time, like the week we got married. We need a new unit. It's the way it works sometimes, but Clark's will work with you. 277-2125 for the best in heating, air conditioning, plumbing, and people. Call Clark's. 277-2125. Visit clarkcomfort.com. Alabama certification number 99004.
And we have a traffic update just called in.
I drank beer heavily and tried drugs enthusiastically.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say?
Shut up. I-65 north, the second Millbrook exit, going Highway 14.
Okay.
But getting off 65 north onto that second exit going into Millbrook, there is a slowdown. Not sure what's causing it.
Well, aren't there, like, some restaurants and stuff? There could be
Cracker Barrels right in there. Maybe people are wanting to play checkers and talk about the game.
Or that game with the golf team.
It looks like I'm an ignoramus.
Hey, here's one more thing you need to pay attention to about your health insurance.
Happy New Year!
Just a friendly reminder that your insurance deductible starts all over again January 1st. Be careful out there.
I think I need to call 119.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort.
Well, we're at the peak of the drive time session this afternoon, and we've got a couple of new accidents for you. 800 High Street and North Boulevard at Coliseum Boulevard. Of course, we're seeing the usual slowdowns on 231 as you head into Wetumpka and around the bypass at all of the major intersections. Please be careful out there. At Reinhardt Toyota, shopping is so easy. You can browse on their huge lot, stay comfortable inside their huge showroom, or go online at ReinhardtToyota.com. Reinhardt Toyota, I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made, but the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jeff Sanders. Montgomery police need your help finding a man who robbed a bank this morning. Police say a man went to the Max Credit Union on Zelder Road and passed a note to the teller demanding money. He then ran off. Black activists are protesting the decision by the Birmingham Civil Rights Institute to rescind an honor for political activist Angela Davis. The mayor has said the award is being rescinded because of complaints from the area Jewish community and its allies. Davis is an outspoken supporter of a movement targeting Israel's treatment of Palestinians. An Alabama sheriff's office is warning people against eating chicken tenders that tumbled onto a rural state highway following a truck wreck. An 18-wheeler crashed, spilling boxes of chicken tenders in Cherokee County. Motorists began stopping to pick up the food, which created a traffic hazard. Those are your news headlines. I'm Jeff Sanders. For your latest news, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and on ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We've been enjoying some nice weather, but some weather changes are on the way as a cool front approaches and then a cold front behind that. For tonight, look for mostly cloudy skies, overnight low temperature 51. Tomorrow, perhaps a few isolated showers as the first cool front moves through the area. Tomorrow's high 70, but then colder tomorrow night, overnight low 43. Then windy, colder Wednesday. Sunshine with a high around 54. Even colder Wednesday night, down to freezing by Thursday morning. And Thursday's high temperature will barely make 50 degrees. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
At Sage Legacy Council, we help families by protecting the assets of loved ones in a nursing home or those in need of long-term care. Call 649-4911. That's 649-4911.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's the 91st Academy Awards Open Mic Night. And now, instead of Kevin Hart, it's a very funny young man. It's only his second time on stage. Please welcome Timmy.
Wow, a big crowd. Has anyone seen A Star Is Born? Thought that movie was about the latest Kardashian baby. The red light is on. That's my time.
Let's hear it for Timmy. And let's keep it going for our next comedian, Karen.
Yeah, hi. I'm currently dating, and not that I'm desperate, but Johnny Depp, if you're here, let's grab a drink later. Wow, no laughter. Talk about a quiet place.
Okay, bad idea. When we come back, we'll try again with the 91st Academy Awards Poetry Slam. Stay tuned.
God, all the grief that Kevin Hart's gone through on that, because he said something homophobic or whatever years ago. Who would want to be in that position? Because if they offer you the gig, the first thing the media is going to do is find 5,000 reasons why you shouldn't get the job because of something you said 30 years ago. Man, I mean, the government doesn't vet criminals that thoroughly. Randall.
I wonder when they're going to start going back to MySpace accounts and looking. I was calling about the intersection. I was talking about getting off right there at 14 in Millbrook.
There's a wreck there. And there's also a wreck on 231 heading towards Wetumpka.
Well, I just came through there. It took me 45 minutes to get off the interstate, go up there to the ABC store, stop by Burger King, and get back on the interstate. And I went, the one red light, I had to sit through it, turn red 7 times. And I ain't never seen no red now. But I just think they got the red lights messed up or something, because that was ridiculous. And I seen the video, you know, what happened to that, you know, the cop in the border of the day, and the traffic, even in the middle of the day when that happened, I mean, it was still back, though. I mean, that's why he couldn't get on the interstate.
Yeah.
So I don't know what's not happening right there in that little area, but, man, it's good that you got listeners all over, though. But anyway, I'm about to make it back up to the country, so it's almost took me that long. But anyway, love the show. Love y'all. Joy, man. I can't wait to hear you, bro. I'll be listening, even though I was on this.
Troy is out tonight. Bad back issues. So, it flares up. It's terrible. I really feel for him. But instead, Southern Wood will be here.
I have
a feeling he's going to have some questions to ask me tonight. So it's going to be a fun Q&A night. I have no clue what he's going to ask me. It should be fun.
And I can't wait to win tonight either.
That's going to be the soon-to-be newlyweds. The betrothed, Emily and Eric, will be on the show talking about the wedding coming up.
Is that tonight?
Wednesday night.
And happy anniversary to you, LaDonna, and Mrs. I just went blank. But I will see y'all. I will be at Baum Howard's for y'all's anniversary. I know Greg's going to have y'all cake.
Yeah, love absolutely. Y'all. We're going to be celebrating something Wednesday night. I'm not sure what yet. Hopefully another Alabama National Championship. The C Spire tech movement is taking over the area because the Southeast and Mid-South right now cannot compete for the technology jobs of the future without the proper resources or training. This is one reason why some companies are choosing to relocate elsewhere. So C Spire, is investing in the education, infrastructure, and people to make the Southeast and Mid-South number one in technology. Only 10% of our high schools teach advanced placement computer science. So C Spire is teaming up with schools and public partners to give teachers the training and the resources they need to teach it in their classrooms. We've also set up coding programs and competitions to give students the opportunity to pursue careers they never thought possible. And because high-speed internet and technology is the foundation for economic development, C Spire is also on a mission to deliver managed information technology services to more businesses in the region. The future is out there, but it's getting closer, and the C Spire tech movement is leading the way. You can learn more about joining the movement at C Spire, that's the letter C, SPIRE.com/tech movement.
And got a follow-up call on the accident on Highway 14.
Yes.
It was at the intersection on 14 where you turn into the Walmart.
No.
And the All-American Mike, so when he called us in, he says that it looks like it was a head-on collision and there's an orange Jeep completely flipped over.
Oh, God.
So it is probably going to be a while. Again, that is the Highway 14, the intersection you turn into Walmart. It's, I think, slowing things down on the interstate at this point. It's bad, folks. Find an alternative route if you can.
Yeah, because you want to be able to watch the game from the comfort of your home and not in the ER. And I wouldn't want to be injured on a night when something like that's going on. Be too many people distracted and not paying attention.
Yeah.
Oh, we lost him. We'll just wheel him out. You know, too bad. So sad. One of those kind of things. This thing is making me nuts. Stop it already, okay? Let's take a quick review. See if I missed. Oh, there, look at, there's Beto, who lost to Ted Cruz in Texas. Now he's going to run for president. Is that how it works? Get your ass kicked in one state and then you just run for president? I mean, who else would do something that stupid? I forgot all about her. We'll play the Tide song as we exit and get ready for the Joey Clark Radio Hour. Our thanks, as always, to our friends at Gulf States Mobility and Wetumpka for the amazing things they do. They inherit situations involving people who have been dealt a terrible break. Sometimes it's a wounded warrior. Sometimes it's somebody who's been in a terrible car wreck. You think about stuff like that when you hear about that car that's overturned on Highway 14. You hope and pray that the vehicle protected the person, but sometimes it just doesn't work out. When those situations occur, Gulf States Mobility steps in and begins the process of choice restoration. What can we do to restore as many choices, to restore as much normalcy to our client's life as we possibly can? And that's what their workshop at 1647 Coosa River Parkway is dedicated to doing, 24/7, 365. They received numerous awards for their efforts on behalf of people who have caught this very difficult break. It's not an easy thing to talk about. We don't even like to think that something like that could happen to us or someone we love and care about. But you can care about the people who do have to go through it and support Gulf States Mobility just by visiting them on Facebook and liking them for the great work they do, because every day there's another idea, another invention, another way to restore progress to these lives that have been so dramatically affected. Their number is 514-6590. We, like they, hope you never have to call them for the kind of services they provide, but you can always show gratitude for being able to go where you want to go, when you want to go, by looking them up and liking them on Facebook. Gulf States Mobility with Tomka. Joey, it's 5:54. We got traffic. I'm going to play the Slam of Bama song.
Okay.
And you and Southern Wood can have at it tonight. But don't forget Terry Adams.
Yes, clearing the air. Weekday, 7:30 to 9.
See, the football game will probably have the highest rating, obviously, but I think the second highest rating will be clearing the air from 7:30 to 9. Because there are people that actually could care less about football. So it's always fun, always interesting, and I'll be back in the morning with Jay Scott, Emily Hayes, and the one and only
adorable
Rich Thomas.
Y'all have just got to stop running into each other. Montgomery Skywatch traffic showing a new accident South Boulevard in front of Baptist South, also at 85 South and the East Boulevard, and police still working the accident at 800 High Street and North Boulevard at Coliseum Boulevard. Let's be careful out there. Traffic is still thick. It's still the rush hour. Spring semester 2019 classes begin this Wednesday, January 9th at Trenum State Community College. Registration is today and tomorrow. Trenum State, the college for real careers. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Like, why do I have to pay a full gym membership when I don't even use all the equipment? Like the rowing machine. I don't know about you, but I'm not doing a ton of manual lake travel these days.
Go to libertymutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
The kitchen calendar may say 2019, but if your kitchen's more like 1992, come into the Home Depot for up to 30% off appliance special buys. Like a four-piece stainless steel Samsung kitchen suite, now just $2,978. More than 2,000 off a Samsung fridge, gas range, microwave, and dishwasher. Better market on your new calendar. Up to 30% off select appliances. Now, at the Home Depot. More saving. More doing. U.S. only while supplies last. See store for details. Electric range available at extra cost. Valid through January 23rd.
Ah, folks, this is Rusty. If you've got your mind on your money and your money on your mind, you'll love the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings at 7, right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Ground.